These are the exact prompts we use to build 6- and 7-figure podcasts. One of our clients has generated over 600 clients from their podcast, contributing to not one, not three, but over $5 million in lifetime revenue. These are the exact prompts we use, so let's dive into it. ChatGPT just built us an entire podcast, and this isn't a gimmick. It didn't build the podcast in the sense of recording itself and editing its own podcast and all of that, but it built the thing that Jack and I and Podcast Principles have been doing for 5 years, which is the strategy. And of course, there's a human element to the strategy. But before I get to what you can use ChatGPT for when it comes to your podcast, and as a business owner, what you need to know about it to be able to be dangerous with ChatGPT, I'm just going to give you the quick rundown of what we're about to cover. So first, we're going to cover structuring the show. Next, we're going to cover writing the intros and how to get some help with that using GPT. Third piece is going to be interviewing clients. So that is going to help with creating what we call interactive case studies. Number four, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my behind the scenes of how I use ChatGPT to choose podcast clips for me and my team. And then number five, we're going to go into a couple odds and ends, a few things that you may not know is possible with ChatGPT when it comes to podcasting. Now, there is a video version of this. Of course, you're listening on the audio, so you're not watching that video version. This audio version is different. I'm talking directly to you. I'm not trying to show you, I'm trying to tell you. But if you want that video version, we'll go ahead and link it in the show notes. So today we're gonna cover the ideas and really start getting your mind ready and prepared mentally to come up and really facilitate these incredible ideas. So when you do watch that video version, or you go ahead and sit down and build it yourself using ChatGPT, you're going to know how to use it and what to do. Okay, fantastic. So let's get started. The first thing you're going to use ChatGPT for when it comes to podcasting is to structure the show. When I say we spend hours doing this, we mean it. We spend hours at Podcast Principles with clients doing this, structuring the show, right? What do I say? How does it build into a season? Do I do seasons, right? The quick and dirty with this first piece of structuring your show using ChatGPT is that it gets to give you an entire season in about 15 seconds, okay? This is not so you take ChatGPT, what it gives you, and you go and do it. The goal here is to use it for ideas, right? So we use ChatGPT to map out a 12-episode arc that mimics a sales funnel. So I'll walk you through it. Top of funnel, big ideas, industry pain points, things like that. The middle of the funnel is client stories and frameworks. I would say less client stories, more tactics and frameworks. And then the bottom of the funnel is testimonial content, client transformations, and results. Okay. So we created a podcast strategy for a business. In this case, it was a financial services business using this funnel framework. And I've said it many times. You already know this. Marketing is not a funnel. That's a flawed concept, but it's a great analogy and it's a way to explain the marketing concept in a simple way. So what back to it, right? How do we create the structure? We're going to use the funnel types, which are top, middle, bottom. Then we're going to use the posts framework. So every single piece of content is either top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, or bottom. And every single piece of content is either tactical, philosophical, or psychological. And of course, there are overlaps, right? These are frameworks. They're not real life. But we are taking the marketing framework and applying a podcast strategy to it. So that's why it works, right? The magic here is not GPT, right? The magic here is using it to combine a marketing strategy with a podcast strategy. Great. So that's number one, is the structure and format. Number two is the show elements. And I'm going to actually talk about this a little bit more in number five. But For number two, what we're doing here is creating two separate intros. The first intro is a 10-second hook or teaser. This is typically the intro that you're going to see on a video version of a YouTube channel, right? It's going to be quick, it's going to be punchy, and it's going to get you to the episode. The canned intro, right? That is a little bit longer. That's typically what you're going to hear on a podcast. That's going to have the, this podcast is for people who do this. It's going to explain maybe a little bit about the story. Hey, I used to be a mechanic. Now I'm a podcaster. Now I take you on this journey of how to launch a podcast for your business, so on and so forth. And so GPT is going to take that show structure that it just made. And then the next question you're going to ask it based on that information is, hey, what are my scripts for my intros? The real reason why this helps is because everybody gets in their head about what do I say? What do I say? How do I say it? Let GPT do the work, right? That's what I'm suggesting here for number two. Let it write your intros for you. Now, here's the other side of it, right? We're talking about it right here today. We're not actually doing it. When you do it, you're not going to say it like GPT says it, but you're going to use that as a guide. Great. Okay. Number three, this is only for the business owners, right? But I assume you're a business owner or you work in a business or you have clients of some sort. If you're listening to this, this is using it for client interviews. You're going to take a testimonial that you already have, right? One that says, oh, Jared was great. He worked with me to grow my business, blah, 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 blah. You're going to take that testimonial and then you're going to give it, you're going to ask it to turn this testimonial into a live client interview. You're going to tell GPT, hey, I'm about to interview this client from this testimonial. What should that interview look like? And if you want to guide GPT, then you let it know that, hey, I want this to be more emotional than logical. I want us to cover metrics, but not be about metrics. I really want it to be about the transformation. And the goal here with having client interview episodes in your podcast is to literally show people, number one, instead of tell them. Number two, it's to make your clients sell for you. Why would you sell it if your clients are going to sell it for them? And number three, it's to help a prospect imagine themselves in the shoes of that client. You getting me here? Does that make sense? Because typical testimonials don't do that. Typical testimonials are all about the thing that matters the least, which is you. The only thing that a testimonial should be about is the client or the prospect. It should not be about you. Okay. So that's the step number three. Make sure to include client interviews in your podcast strategy, and GPT is going to help you do that. And we have other episodes on client interviews. If you just type in Ryan Sullivan Show client interviews, those will pop up if you want to go a little bit deeper. Okay. Number four. Before we get to number four, I'm just going to say this right now. If you're listening to this and you have not subscribed or followed this podcast, please just go ahead and do that. Now, only do that if you want to see more of this. If you don't, then I would not suggest following or subscribing. But if you are enjoying this content and you're this far in this episode and you're thinking, okay, I do like this. Okay, go ahead and hit that follow or subscribe. Okay, great. Number four, GPT. Actually, let me back up. AI clip software has a major flaw. You may be able to guess what that is. The major flaw is it's not trained on you. It's not trained on your prospects and your audience, right? It doesn't have any sort of trainability. It's really not like ChatGPT or Claude or any of these text-based AI models at all. All it does is it has its own internal algorithm that takes your podcast and then gives you the clips based on what the software was trained to do. It's not trained on your buyer journey, on your marketing strategy, on your content strategy, right? So there's a workaround. What you're going to do is you're going to give GPT the transcript of your podcast and you're going to train it to think like you. Now, you could, of course, train it to think like a marketer or a content strategist. It's up to you. But what you want to do is you want to get it to understand you, right? And what I will do, and this is what I would do if I were you, I would have podcasts, I would have I would go ahead and manually do this, not using AI. I would go ahead and find clip moments in the podcast, right? Give those to your editor, have your editor edit those clip moments into 60-second videos. Then I would take 5 or 10 of those videos, transcribe them all, give ChatGPT the transcript of the podcast those videos are from, along with the clip transcripts that are from that longer episode, and then ask AI to create an SOP on pulling how it pulled or how you pulled those clips from the episode. So let me summarize that. AI is going to analyze which moments are pulled from the episode and why they were pulled from that episode. You take what ChatGPT gives you, that analysis, and then you create a GPT trained on how to pull clip moments from longer transcripts. Okay, that was the most intense of the 5 steps here today. So if you got through that one, you're in a good spot. So great. Let's get to number 5. This is titles. Here's the big, big, big unlock here. If you don't have it already, if you don't have a podcast, you're not going to be able to do this. But if you have a podcast for over 3 to 6 months, you can use a tool. I use one called OSHA. It's AUSHA. What they do is they audit my podcast SEO. So I have a podcast SEO strategy, meaning search engine optimization, right? So I have a podcast SEO strategy, right? And I take that strategy and I give it to ChatGPT. Then I have a YouTube strategist do an analysis on my YouTube channel, right? Or I could do this for clients. I'll take that analysis and I'll give it to ChatGPT. Then I'll give it or I'll ask it to act like a YouTube title and thumbnail expert. I'll ask it to act like a podcast SEO expert and give me YouTube titles based on YouTube title expertise, thumbnail variations based on YouTube strategy, and then podcast audio titles based on podcast SEO strategy. There is a reason why this podcast you're listening to is different, titled different, right, than the YouTube version. The YouTube version is not even the same thing. These are two separate recordings. There's a reason for that. It's because the YouTube version wasn't usable for the audio. There wasn't enough explanation, right? It was mostly visual, of course. So this is the same thing for your podcast. I'm not telling you to go do 2 versions of every episode. Many, many, many episodes, not over 95% of our episodes are repurposable on both. But the key highlight here is you want to take your episode and create strategies for each platform. LinkedIn, clips for LinkedIn strategy, clips for YouTube strategy, YouTube long form strategy, podcast SEO strategy, episode release strategy, right? These are all different strategies, right? Because if you try to post the same thing on every platform, hey, we've said it before, it doesn't work, okay? So yeah, technically, you're going to host the podcast. This is your podcast. But GPT, it's on your team, right? It's part of your podcast team. And so that is the rundown of the 5 ways to use ChatGPT for a business podcast. Not only are you going to save time, but you're going to come up with ideas. You're going to have unlimited ideas, and you're going to be able to use it to help you create this content simply and easily. So in the show notes, we have the link to the YouTube version if you want to see the visuals and actually see the podcast. I had to create a podcast from scratch, titles. I had to create the logo, which is really funny to see that. I didn't know if it was going to be able to do it. So if you want to see that logo and see what it came up with, this fictional podcast that I created in 10 minutes using ChatGPT, then make sure to go over there and check that out. Okay, quick FAQ. In case you're wondering, does this work with other AI models other than ChatGPT? I don't know because I don't use any others, not because I don't like them, but because I haven't expanded yet. But the quick answer is yes, I can't see why not. Any model you use, is you're probably going to be able to come up with results similar to this and maybe even better. So that's the pitch today. Go out and do it. Try it. Give it your LinkedIn profile. Give it your Google Docs. Give it your posts, give it whatever you got and have it create a podcast strategy for you. So thank you so much for tuning into this. I really appreciate it. You know the deal. Ryan Sullivan, I'm about to ask you to subscribe anyway, but I'll hit you with it one more time. Appreciate it. We'll catch you soon. Peace. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really, it would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.